Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In week two with the knee sprain, Deebo Samuel, we know he's already out for the first three games of the season, so he'll miss the New York trip. Weston Richburg, Rondo Blair, Julian Taylor, still on the PUP list. Brandon Ayuk, we have no idea yet on whether he'll play in week number two. So Niner fans, don't panic, but there are some injuries here. Steiny and Goo, good morning on this Wednesday. We'll hear from Kyle Shanahan at around 12:20 at his weekly presser from down in Santa Clara. But Richard Sherman is the latest 49er to go down with a calf strain again. Richard Sherman will be out for the next three games with a calf strain. You guys worried? Goo, Steiny, worried?
Who wants to go first here, Goo?
You go ahead and be Ricky Henderson, Steiny.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, a little bit worried for sure, but this is where championship pedigree comes in. This is where Kyle Shanahan's expertise comes in. This is where the big boys on your team have to step up. The Boses, the Garoppolos, ideally the Kittles. There's no doubt that this injury bug has affected him, and it will affect him for the next few games. But I'm going to look on the bright side and say they don't have any divisional games in the next three. And the Jets are a team that they should be able to beat if they come out and dot their I's, cross their T's, and Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh put together solid game plans. Then we'll worry about the Giants after that game.
But we, you know, it's just amazing. You know, I know each year is its own entity, and that's the beauty of sports. And last year we just saw the Niners, Bonta and Steiny, take a walk in the park. The weather was great, unicorns, rainbows, and everything was beautiful. And they culminated that with the trip to the Super Bowl. But already we're not even at week two yet. We're at the midweek after week one, and you're telling me the most important defensive player on the team outside of Bosa, in my estimation, is not available? A guy that finished the game, walked off the field, had some things to say yesterday. We played it here. Richard Sherman's not available. And get this. This is why your boy is a bit concerned. I am. We talked about the lack of a pass rush. And what's a cornerback's best friend? A pass rush. Now you're telling me, Steiny and Bonta, Sherman's not there? I will say this, Steiny, to back up what you said or to echo what you just said, the one positive is you are playing the Jets and Giants, but I don't know if this team is currently assembled and who they have readily available to them. You can play that game. Bonta, this is a 180 in week two from last season. We talked about the number one seed. Now it's just about survival mode. You got to, you know, we talked about the four-game increments and what 3-0, 4-0. Well, you're not going undefeated. You got to just survive this Jet game. And guess what, B? We won't know. You can't afford any more injuries.
Well, right now, Akella Witherspoon, who everybody assumes will take the place of Richard Sherman, right now he's in concussion protocol. He suffered a concussion last Sunday. He's in concussion protocol. He will take over for Richard Sherman if he is cleared from concussion protocol. So that's another injury here. Richard Sherman, I want to hear from the professor because, look, Richard Sherman's a smart player. I think he's one of your most important defensive players outside of Nick Bosa and Fred Warner Jr. But in that secondary that struggled against DeAndre Hopkins, now the entire field opens up for the New York Jets. The entire field opens up for them. We have quarterbacks out in this league that won't even look at number 25's way. They won't even look at direction. Now, you see Witherspoon out there, if he does play. Jason Verrett last week was out. I'm not sure about him. It's a concern for me. It's a concern. Is this something that's going to make me panic? Absolutely not, but it's a concern. Let's hear from John Clayton. John Clayton, the professor, joined Coleslaw and Dibbs this morning, and here's what he had to say about the Richard Sherman injury.
You can see Seattle and what they've done. They've tried to upgrade in the secondary because that's where you need to do some things, particularly not just in the pass game, but the run game. And their addition of Jamal Adams combined with Quentin Dunbar and also getting another safety in DeAndre Diggs gives them the flexibility to face the Arizona type of offense, to face the running offenses in San Francisco and the Los Angeles Rams. And I think of all the injuries, to lose Sherman, their shutdown cornerback, that's huge. That could really hurt them. Won't hurt them this week coming up because they got a New York Jet team that's terrible, but it's certainly going to hurt them down the line depending on how long he's going to be out.
Richard Sherman out for the next 3 weeks. He won't be back until the Miami Dolphins game at the earliest. That is week number 5. Richard Sherman out with the calf strain for the next 3 weeks. Stardy, you talked about playing out of division games, right? They don't have any – the 5 division games they have left remaining is coming up down the stretch. However, with only one bye week in each conference, what do you want to see the Niners – after 4 games, now it's, you know, we're talking 4-0, we're talking 3-1. Now it's like, can you just come out of the first quarter of the season 2-2? Can you just come out of the first quarter of the season 2-2 with all these injuries?
Yeah, you can definitely come out 2-2, I would think. But I don't want to make a 4-game prediction right now because I think things are going to change between now and, let's say, the Eagles game. I'm going to just focus on the New York Jets. They stink. They've stunk for a while, and they are beatable. And again, I'm going to come back to this is where I'm going to rely on Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. If these guys are truly elite coaches, they've got to be able – this is where you help your team win a game. And the fact that the game's in New York means nothing. The road, take those 3 points away that you would give the Jets and the Giants. It didn't help the 49ers last Sunday. It won't help the home team this upcoming Sunday. This is all about getting a win against the Jets. Obviously, the loss of Sherman hurts, but I do look at the schedule and say no division games, and the Jets and the Giants have not been good football teams the last couple years. And this is where the system's got to win a game for you. This is where, you know, to me, a team like the Patriots, you know, they won games like this all the time in that division against those kind of teams. So I don't think it's far-fetched to think the Niners can go beat the New York Jets on Sunday. Is it going to be easy? No, of course it's not going to be easy. It's always hard to get a win, but they still have a better team than the New York Jets.
So, and I'm not being negative, fellas. I hear you, Stani, but if you know, they excuse me, whoa. The Niners come back and somehow they slip up in New York and you're putting it on, and I'm asking you, you say Saleh and Kyle Shanahan and not the players, the system should win the game, and if somehow they slip up, I mean, at what juncture do you come in and tell me and Bonte, you know what? These injuries are just ravaging the team.
The injuries have ravaged the team. That's the point. But the injuries have hurt the team, and so they're down talent. So let's go coaching. Let's go. Let's go Kyle Shanahan. Let's go Robert Saleh. Everything's not going your way right now.
So, yeah, no doubt.
So help us win a game when we don't have some of our best players.
And I just want to say this to 49er fans, Bonte, and you kind of echoed it here. I watched that Jet game against Buffalo. Their defense is not as bad as people think it is. And they were in that game. They were getting nothing offensively. But, again, what Niner defense is going to show up now that they don't have Uncle Sherm? And I know Bosa's there, but if you have a repeat performance of what they did and that lack of pressure from the front is consistent, I mean, all bets are off, Bonte, and I guess it's – I don't care if it's pretty, ugly, however you do it, you cannot – you can ill afford to drop this game against the Jets now. You just can't.
I agree. You got to play complimentary football this week. You can't have special team blunders. You can't have that, punt blocks. You got to tackle well. You have to tackle really well. You have to get to Sam Darnold. You have to get to Sam Darnold, the quarterback.
But you got
to
blitz
because he does get rattled at times. I don't know if you want to blitz because you don't have Sherman. Now, the Jets defense that we're talking about, they held Buffalo last week to 2.3 yards a rush. And what did we talk about the Niners and Arizona Cardinals? They didn't run the ball all that effectively last week. Sure, I would have liked to see them give Mostert more carries just to stick with it because of the lack of playmakers. But the Jets are pretty damn good against the run. And, okay, you can look at it and say, if you're a Niner fan, you can say, well, the Jets secondary, they stink. They don't have Jamal Adams. They allowed over 300 passing yards to Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Well, the Niners, do they have that type of passing game? Do you trust their weaponry, even with Mohamed Sanu, who signed with the 49ers yesterday afternoon? Now, the Niners just made a move here. They signed fifth-round cornerback Brian Allen to the practice squad. He's a former Pittsburgh Steeler. So the Niners are trying to make moves, and obviously they're concerned about Akella Witherspoon's concussion. But again, coaching, I'm with you, Steiny. Coaching should win. But is this a sign? Is this a sign of things to come for the 49ers in 2020? Because not only did the season not start off well, but you look at the offseason with the injuries, so many subtractions of this team. There's a funky feeling right now down in Santa Clara.
Well, I do think that, look, we all said the same thing, and I think we all hoped it wasn't true, that it's going to be harder this year for the Niners. We all knew that because they went 13-3 last year. This is just, to me, some early season adversity. You can look at it like that, Bonte. It started with Deebo Samuel. Jalen Hurd's injury. But all teams getting to the Super Bowl have to overcome some adversity. And I think in the grand scheme of things, this adversity is you can overcome this adversity so far that what I've seen. I'm not saying it's good at all. But this team is still capable of getting to at least 2-2 over the next three. And at that point, yeah, you're 2-2, but you've only played one division game, and it still sets up for you to be in control. That's what they have to do. They got to weather this storm, period. They got to go in and beat the Jets. Then you deal with the Giants. And I think they're going to – they're favored to beat the Jets. Go get it done.
Yeah, and Steiny, when you say, and I hear you, when you say storm, that's the play on the field. But the hurricane to me is the injury thing that they're losing. And you mentioned it, Bonte. It started in the offseason. And I don't want to overreact, but I know I do by nature. But it's not as drastic, but I'm starting to get, just real quick, hear me out now, I'm starting to get a Warrior feel of this season in regard to, yeah, it was going to be difficult, Steiny, but that was because the schedule was different. You're playing better opponents. The division was better. But when you start talking about injuries and now you got guys coming in off the street, you know, which you have no choice, you got to replenish what you lost, I just don't like it. And I'm not saying they can't go 2-2, but damn, I wish I had a crystal ball, Bonte Hill, to tell you when this would stop, because right now it's wicked in Santa Clara when it comes to this injury thing.
Well, look, I don't project injuries. Like, I don't – okay, Richard Sherman's going to miss three games. Yeah. Okay, that's what we know. I'm not going to start saying, well, what if he misses seven? I'm not going to do that. They are where they are right now. All right, Deebo Samuel ideally comes back week four. Richard Sherman ideally comes back week five. Ayuk ideally plays this weekend. Kittle, we'll find out more about him this afternoon. Maybe, hey, they might get bad news with Kittle today that he may miss a game. And then that obviously has to be thrown into the equation. But right now, like, I don't believe in, uh-oh, this is the start of really bad stuff that's going to happen all year. I you know, this is what they've been dealt right now for the Jets game. And, okay, it makes the Jets game more difficult, but it'll also make that Jets game feel better if you win that game with these kind of players missing it.
888-957-9570. I want to hear from Niner fans out there. The latest with Richard Sherman, he's out for the next three games with a calf strain. He won't be back until the Dolphins game at the earliest in week number five. How concerned are you about this upcoming Jets game, Niner fans? Or are you relaxed? Are you okay? Can the Niners get by the New York Jets without Richard Sherman? Well, let's hear from Peter King, who was on with Damon Ratajkowski yesterday. And Peter King talked about how important this game was for the 49ers long term.
The reason why I think it's a really important game is that at some point soon, you've got to be able to say, hey, listen, this is who we are. We're really good. We have a standard. You just have to do everything at a very, very high level. And what you don't do at a high level, that's what you practice the most. That's what I think faces the Niners this week. You know, forget who you're playing. It doesn't matter that the Jets might be the worst team in football. You have to make sure for yourselves that you are ready to play a great game, whether you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs or the New York Jets. The opposition doesn't matter. So to me, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm treating this game like the Super Bowl. This is a gigantic game for the 49ers.
Peter King yesterday with DRK right here on 95.7 Game. And yes, this is where you got to take everything one game at a time. I agree with that, Steiner. You can't look at week three. You can't look at week four. The Jets is the biggest game on the schedule. And it's not a game where the Niners are in a position to where they could just go into New York or go into the Meadowlands in New Jersey and say, we're the 49ers. Let's strap it up. We're going to win this game going away. You got to treat this like an NFC Championship game. You got to treat it like a Super Bowl. And so how do the Niners approach this in terms of offensively? Because Richard Sherman, we'll talk about the defense and what it means there. Offensively, we don't know about George Kittle yet. Mohamed Sanu, does that do something for you guys? Is Mohamed Sanu at this point in his career a difference maker for this offense?
I don't think he has to be a difference maker, Steiny. I think he has to be better than what we saw with Pettis, Bourne, and the rest of the gang. So that gives me hope, Bonte Hill. I'm not saying he's in his prime by any stretch, but they went out and got him for a reason, because what was left in-house, they didn't have confidence in. And I'm curious just to see, and we'll find out, as you mentioned about Kittle, do you give Mostert the ball 25 times now to stay out of harm's way, or do you open it up with Sanu and the rest of the gang, what you have at your disposal, Steiny, and let her rip? I can't wait to see how they plan on attacking the New York Football Jets.
I don't think they're going to give the ball to Mostert 25 times, and I don't think they're going to let it rip, because that's not really who they are. They got to run the ball with the players that they have to run the ball. And teams just – running backs don't get 25 carries a game anymore.
Can the Niners run the ball against the Jets? Can they run the ball effectively against the Jets?
Sure they can. That's supposed to be the strength of their team. When all else fails – and you know what? Like, Sanu, I agree with Guru. Sanu, if Sanu's competent, that's all – you know, catch 3 to 4 balls, that's great. As far as I'm concerned, I expect Sanu to make an impact a little less than what Sanders made last year. Maybe not a little, but less than Sanders, but make some contribution. You got to be able to run the football. It starts that's the foundation of what the 49ers do. And it's what they were really able to do all of last year, establish the run. They didn't do it in week one. They've got to, I think, go out of their way to do it. They don't have their best receivers right now. So what do you do? You go to
the
running game.
Or their O-linemen, Steiny. You know, right guard and center were out. That's a big deal.
Yeah, you're on your third-string center.
Well, then run over right Trent guard. Williams, the greatest offensive lineman in the history of linemen.
But Steiny, if it was that easy, if it was that easy, don't you think they'd do it? Don't you think other defenses know, especially Arizona Cardinals, and the New York Jets are going to come in and say, we know they want to run behind that big boy, number 71. So maybe let's overload over there, overload to that side, and let's beat them up. I mean, I look, the Jets last week, with their run defense, the one positive they had going last week against the Buffalo Bills is they held the Buffalo Bills running backs to 18 carries and 41 yards. 18 carries and 41 yards. That's barely over 2 yards a carry. That's last week against Buffalo. All right? Josh Allen had 57 yards. He's a mobile quarterback who's going to run a bit. But their running backs, 18 carries, 41 yards. I don't think it's that easy to just say, hey, we're going to sit back and run the ball. This is what we do best. They're gonna have to throw it a little bit. They're gonna have to throw it. Who they're gonna throw it to? Who the heck knows? Let's go to Jesse in Morgan Hill. Jesse in Morgan Hill, yard 95.7 a game. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We can't complain.
Can you hear? I just want to elaborate a little bit on what you guys are talking about. You know, I wasn't too happy with the week one loss. You know, I felt like Jimmy was uncomfortable in the pocket like most of the game. He didn't look good, but I do agree that some of these receivers, they got to step up, they got to get open, they got to make plays. Pettis, Taylor, Bourne, we got freaking Debo out, we'll see around week four or five he comes back. But as far as the team, as a whole, I expect us to bounce back this week, with the Jets, and I got to see at least six games before I start panicking. You know what I mean?
No doubt. I'm with you there. There's no reason to panic. There's a lot of cold red going on in 49ers land right now. There's a lot of cold red. A lot of people are panicking. They're blaming the quarterback. They're blaming the coach. They're blaming the pass rush. They're blaming the defense. It's one freaking game. But I tell you what, let me ask you guys this. Is this a must-win game on Sunday? Is this a must-win game? I know it's only week two, and it sounds preposterous, right? But in my gut, fellas, I can't help it. It feels like a must-win game against the New York Jets.
It's an important game in light of all the circumstances. Must win.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, the Clippers were in a must-win yesterday. But it's the kind of thing that if they don't win Sunday, then the game against the Giants is even more important and more and there's more desperation thrown in. Is it a must-win? It's hard for me to say that in the second week of the season, but it's the kind of win that it's very important. I mean, you don't want to start 0-2, period. You don't want to start 0-2. That's obvious. So I'm not going to minimize the game at all because it is an important game.
Yeah, and then if somehow you start 0-2, Bonta and Steiny, only 12% of the team – start 0-2, make the playoffs. So now you're dealing with, okay, we lost the Super Bowl. We know how hard it is to get back from that event. We know about that curse. And then you add this. I don't like it. But, Steiny, I hear what you're saying, but it's not a video game, and I'm not saying you think it is. But it's easier said than done when you're down your center and right guard to just show up and think you're going to run the ball. Because to Bonta's point, if it was that easy, they would have had more success against Arizona in 2 of 11
I don't know why they didn't run it more against the Cardinals. Why did they throw it 33 times and only run it 25 times? That's not who they were last year. It's not who they were last year.
In a game they weren't behind. In a game they weren't behind. But you know what? What's crazy about it, and this is why I go to Shanahan. To me, Shanahan is getting a big-time pass from a lot of the fans. For everybody who says he walks on water, and he's the greatest play caller right now in pro football. I've heard that so much, it's ridiculous. His rhythm and his play calling on Sunday was out of whack. And I'm with you, Steiny. 25 carries, 33 passes in a game where you weren't behind. But you know what happened? First and second down, you're running the ball. The Cardinals did well against that running game. And they put you in third and long situations. Third and long situations, next thing you know, the Niners are 2-for-11 on third down. Maybe there's something there to that. Maybe there's something there to that where you're so predictable on first down, where everybody in the house knows, hey, they're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball. Kittle's hurt. They have Pettis out there. Trent Taylor's out there in the slot. They're going to run the ball. maybe they put them in that situation to pass the ball on those downs. Let's go out to let's go out to Lobo and Fairfield. Lobo and Fairfield, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's happening, Lobo?
Yes, and still going. Now listen, I'm not too panicked yet because I think that these two New York games are a gift right now because we're all banged up, but I am getting some Philly Eagles from last year and even the Rams from last year buys that were getting banged up really early.
I got you, Lobo. He's getting Hello? Eagles vibes. He's getting Rams vibes from the Super Bowl.
Injuries can derail. Yeah,
it's basically saying there's a Super Bowl hangover. A Super Bowl hangover. And this is why
what does that mean?
What's that, Super Bowl hangover?
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous.
Well, to me, injuries to me are not a Super Bowl hangover. Unless you're saying, you know, when you play 19 games in a season and your last three are high-intensity games, you know what? I mean, maybe there's proof that a 19-game season, there's more injuries the following year than teams that don't make the playoffs. I don't know. Injuries to me are just some bad luck.
No, that's what that is. The hangover to me is you think you could just kind of show up because you had success and got to the Super Bowl and everything will take care of itself. And we're already seeing now, Steiny, it's not a hangover, but that game last week, you could say that was a hangover, but now you got the injuries to deal with. I just don't like where they're at, but a win in the NFL, Bonte, feels like four wins, and all this will subside. But to wake up this morning and see Richard Sherman placed on IR when nobody thought he was hurt or dealing with anything does not bode well for a team that's already dealing with injuries. And guess what's in the oven, fellas? And Steiny, you talked about it. It's like a court hearing. We're going to hear the judge read, is Kittle healthy? Is he available or not? And if they don't have that at their disposal offensively, man, this ain't high school. We'll just show up and run it. You got to complete third downs, and last week they were terrible, 2 of 11.
I will say this about Shanahan, and it's something that I've thought his whole tenure in San Francisco about him as a head coach. Sometimes it feels like it's not enough for him and the Niners to win a game. Sometimes it feels like that's not enough, that he wants to put his own individual stamp on it a little bit. Just a way that you come out of the game saying, not only did the Niners win, but Shanahan kind of did it his way. And sometimes I think he outthinks himself.
Too cute.
Like a game like last week with passing significantly more than they ran. I think it was like 58% they passed the ball.
But it was the way the game was flowing. The more and more I think about it, and look, again, 25 times on this football team where Shanahan says the magic number is 30, he wants 30 carries a game. 25 is not enough, but the way that game flowed, I think in that second half, where you had to loosen up the defense. You had to try to loosen up the defense by passing the ball or just getting some easy completions. And the 49ers couldn't even do that. But you know what? To your point, that's what all the defensive coordinators do. Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Sean McVay, think about all the great offensive coordinators and great offensive head coaches. They all want to put their style points, their little exclamation point on a game plan, on a football game. That's all offensive coaches. They want to be the smartest guy in the room. They do. And so that arrogance in a way to where, oh, I got to win it this way. I'm not satisfied with the way we're playing. We may win the game, but I didn't like the way we won the game. That's all offensive head coaches, all offensive coordinators, man, the best of the best. They all have that cockiness to say, it's just not good enough to win this way. I need to air it out on third and one. I need to go for it on fourth and one. I need to run up the score. To me, that's all offensive coaches, Steiny.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe. But I don't like that, especially if you're an undermanned team. And obviously they weren't undermanned in week one like they're going to be in week two. I just think where does this team, you know, it's like Steph Curry. Everything, his entire game, starts with his ability to make a long three-point shot. from there, he establishes everything. Him getting to the basket, him moving without the ball. It's like the 49ers usually, or last year, a theme was that they could tear up chunks of yards with the running game, put themselves in second and three. They can go away from that, but that's not their strength. And I'm not saying they shouldn't pass. Obviously, nobody's saying that. Let's not overthink it. The run's got to set up the pass for this team.
Yeah, and like you said, the Jets got a good front. I don't believe Kyle Shanahan, Vontae is going to go away from the passing game. You got number 10 there, and they're going to try it. And you got to keep the defense honest. So I'm eager to see how they plan on attacking. But, again, I'm sitting here right now, and I'm just fixated on the George Kittle news because I hope the offense has him at their disposal so that can, you know, the Jets' defense will pay attention to him, and rightfully so. But if they're without him, I got my popcorn ready just to see the distribution from the pass to the run ratio. And I know each game is different, but, man, this is a big game.
Again, the news today, Richard Sherman out for the next 3 weeks with a calf strain. Niners signed Brian Allen off the Pittsburgh Steelers practice squad, a former fifth-round pick. We'll talk to Adam Kaplan today on BSNG at 12:05. Adam Kaplan, our 95.7 game insider. He'll break down who's out there available for the 49ers, who Brian Allen is, and what the Niners can do to try to weather the storm with all these injuries so far in the 2020 season. Yeah, Richard Sherman out for the first 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks. He won't be back until at least the Miami Dolphins game in week number 5. Let's go out to Danker in the city. Danker, what's happening? You're on 95.7 Game.
What's up, guys? I think one thing that has to be said is we have to remember these other teams on paper, we're not playing that team. We're playing the best that they have. We're not only, you know, doing well, we're a storied franchise. We're like the Lakers, you know, of the NFL. So we have to remember, we got to give it our all because they're definitely gunning for us, and they have so much film on us. We're the class of the league. So when we play every team, it's their Super Bowl. You know, and this team has to remember, it's not going to be a cakewalk. We came out of nowhere last year. So, and I also think, you know, I hope Sanu helps because even Steve Young got benched the Super Bowl year. So, you know, what can you do? I think we're overtaking Shanny a little bit because he does so much, because I don't know where Jimmy would flourish other than with Shanny. But, yeah, guys, they have to remember, it's every other team's Super Bowl when you're going against, you know, the Yankees of football. So just got to remember that. These guys are young.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for the phone call.
Won 13 out of 16 last year.
Yeah. Antonio in Oakland, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys, like, I mean, am I panicking? How would I say, like, 90% not panicking, but the 10% goes to Robert Saleh. I think he's a very overrated coach. You know, he doesn't make adjustments. He's with his same old stupid scheme. He's the Doc Rivers of the NFL coaching. And unfortunately, he's on our roster, or on our team. But, you know, like I said, Jimmy, he had more passing yards than Kyler Murray. Like, he'll get it together. And luckily, you know, we have these two injuries, the cornerbacks, Akella Weathers, Pulling Sherman, but not really fear the next three teams' passing game, so I think we should be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just need him to be efficient, you know what I'm saying, and run the ball. Raheem Mostert, not 25 times, of course, but, you know, a little Tevin Coleman, Jared McKinnon, you know, Mostert. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and at least Kittle's probably going to play this next game, so it's not all bad news.
All right, Antonio. A little positivity here on your way. So here's the thing I wanted to say. Hold on, Steiny, real quick. What are the Niners going to miss most about not having Richard Sherman?
I mean, I guess the kind of the captain of the defensive secondary, really. Obviously, Richard Sherman is somebody that's very important to the defense. Quarterbacks tend to stay away from him. There's a smartness about him, a calmness about him, obviously, that's important to this team with their younger secondary members. I still think that the bread and butter of this team has got to be its defensive line. Again, that's an error. You know, now they're playing a quarterback that's not a big runner. So can you impose your will at the defensive line, you know, front? This is a game when you know, I just think you gotta rely on all your strengths and hope that your strengths can win you a football game. The other thing, and this is just, I get it, every week's tough in the NFL, but I looked at the 49ers schedule. If they're going to be banged up, give me the banged up 49ers with the Jets, Giants, Eagles, and Dolphins. The Jets stink. The Dolphins have never been good. The Giants are down. And who knows what the Eagles are really like. You get past those five games, you start getting into the division games, which are tough. Then you get into Dallas, which is tough. The Saints. So I'll play the role of the optimist this week. If this is as hurt as the Niners are going to be all year, and I'm not saying it is, hopefully it is, this is exactly when you would want them to be hurt.
Yeah.
This is the easiest stretch on their schedule.
And to answer your question, Bonte, they're going to miss his swagger and his reputation. Now I feel like Darnold will drop back to pass and feel like, oh, 25 not out there. I'm going to test to everybody. The whole field is open. So hopefully he doesn't have success, but that's what it represents to me, is the captain of your back defensive backfield is not out there. And what did we hear last year? PFF said Richard Sherman was one of the highest graded corners, but damn, nobody was even going at him. And now that is not at your disposal. Field wide open. Can these other guys answer the bell? And you're talking about the guy filling in for Sherman now is Dylan is concussed. I mean, man.
Here's the thing I think they're going to miss most is the intimidation factor that Sherman pumps into other quarterbacks. And young Sam Darnold coming out of USC, he has a tendency to throw some interceptions. He has a tendency to make the Jimmy O no throw.
Seen ghosts.
Yeah, Sam Darnold missed some throws last week against Buffalo. But now, think about what it does for Sam Darnold. What it does for Daniel Jones next week, what it does for Carson Wentz the week after. They now don't have to look at the right side of the field and say, there's number 25. I can't really throw the ball over there, so I got to work the middle and the left side of the field. Now the entire football field opens up for the New York Jets. Now Darnold said, Mosley and Witherspoon, I get to throw all over the place today. I get to pick my poison, or not even poison. I get to just, it's a party now. There's no Sherman. They miss his IQ. They miss his smarts because Sherman seems to know where to be at all times. That part of missing Sherman, and look, this is the week where the pass rush is going to have to get home. They're going to get home to help out these cornerbacks. Bosa's going to have a monster game. Armstead's going to have to make his money and have a monster game. D Ford, number 55, where you at? I need you to step up this week and get after that quarterback. This is where the pass rush is going to have to help this secondary this week. And that's where I think they're going to miss Sherman the most, fellas. They're going to miss him there. Let's get back out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570. Tesh in Benicia. You're on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Tesh.
Good morning. Stoney, he brought up a point where he said that Shanahan likes to put his own touch onto the game. And I want to bring up the fact that we had a backup center in, and I don't think Shanny trusts the outside zone blocking scheme for the O-line. I think this is a new year, but last year the 49ers relied on the outside run game, and they built the play action off of that. And that wasn't even their last game. I think the one big play was to Juszczyk, and that was off a fullback lead designed to Juszczyk. And so, like the Rams did on Sunday night, they were just methodical on the outside zone and hitting the levels. And I think that the backup center had a lot to do with that. I don't think Shanahan trusted the offensive line with the outside zone running scheme.
Thanks for the call. Good call. And that, there may be a good point to that, having backup linemen in there and how that limits you. Stidey, I keep thinking of Stidey when we talk about the center.
Well, why do we say isn't Brunskill the starter at right guard?
Usually the right guard, yes. They missed Mike Pearson from last year.
They're missing Ben Garland and Weston Richburg.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so they're only missing right, but one position they're down. One position. Okay. Because I think a lot of people are under the impression they were missing two of their five linemen. They're missing two linemen. They both happen to play the same position. Just wanted to make that clear.
Let's go out to JJ in San Jose. JJ, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Actually, before I say anything, hey, Bonte, congratulations, homie. Papa Bonte in the house. Oh, man.
Thank you, you have no idea
how huge of a smile that put on my face.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Has news just been broken officially?
Oh, stop it.
JJ,
finish the
call.
JJ,
finish the call.
Come on, man. I follow you on – nope, they don't follow you on Instagram, Bonte. That's cold, man.
I do.
Steiny doesn't pay attention to my Instagram. Social media.
No. It's official. I have not said a word.
It's official.
Steiny has me muted on Facebook and Twitter, so he doesn't know.
No, that's not true.
I know that's not true. I'm kidding, Steiny.
I mean, Guru, though, I've been sitting on it, you know. I've been sitting on it because I didn't know it's been public.
Hey, I want to know how many Jeopardy he wins after he has kids. That's what I – talk to me then, Steiny.
So you announced it on Instagram.
It's been announced officially. Okay. The world knows.
I didn't see it on Twitter. I see it on Twitter.
Well, people were tweeting at me. I don't know about you, but Gutu, I don't like to post the selfies or the pictures on Twitter. I like to keep Twitter.
I did over the weekend, but I
saw that. And I was just like, come on, Gutu.
There's also just when you
congrats, you kind of want to be cautious.
Right. You're
going to be a great dad, dude. I know when I see it, you're going to be a great dad.
I'm going to be a girl dad, fella. So I'm going to need your advice. I may need you guys to change some diapers. May need you guys to braid some hair or something. This is going to be something else.
I never picked that up.
I'm so out.
Yeah. That's a regret I have. Yeah.
It's going to be really wild.
You know, Dibbers called me last night, dead Dibbly, and he was just talking about it. He was like, B, you're done. No more Wednesday night games at Chase Center. No more Giants games. I mean, it was Dibber style. It was a Dibber type of call where it was just like, damn, Dibs, you're supposed to be like uplifting me here, and you're not. No, it was good to hear from Dibbers. But, yeah, it's official, guys. It's official. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah. More of your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Adam Kaplan, our radio.com insider, 95.7 The Game insider, will join us at 12:05 to talk about the latest with the 49ers. Richard Sherman out for the next 3 weeks with a calf strain. What does that mean for this 49ers defense? We'll talk about that right here on BSNG. And it's all sponsored by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah.
AAA Auto Insurance, where you get more, like award-winning agents and over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience. Visit AAA.com or your AAA branch. AAA Auto and Home Insurance, provided by CSAA Insurance Group, a AAA insurer. Restrictions may apply.
Listen to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru anytime, anywhere with the Radio.com app.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Hi, California. Everybody knows there are things in life that make total sense. Like switching to GEICO. They're the second largest auto insurer in the country. And they've been saving people money for over 75 years.
Other things make no sense. Like stickers some manufacturers put on their non-stick pans. It's like the world's worst product demo.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. you could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV.
Clapping, on the other hand, makes no sense. Who decided a great way to show approval was to hit ourselves? Repeatedly.
On the other hand, it still makes sense to switch to GEICO. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And emergency roadside service could help you get out of a pinch.
Conversely, arranging, then dismantling decorative pillows on a bed makes no sense whatsoever. Making the bed provides enough chore drudgery on its own.
So, California, it makes sense to switch to GEICO. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
During Toyota's Today's the Day event, get 0% APR or $1,750 cash back on 2020 Camry, Corolla, or RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Cash back is available through TMNA and must be applied to transaction. Excludes hybrids. Take delivery by 9/30/20.
Your voice. Your vote. In our democracy, they matter and make our community and our country stronger. So make yours count. Get registered. Learn the issues. Know the candidates. And vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org for registration and election information. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
R-E-L-A.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's for you, Niner fans, including myself. Relax. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. The Jets coming up week two Sunday at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. The Niners will stay out in West Virginia between games, between the Jets and the Giants. So they'll stay on the East Coast, 10 a.m. start. And the biggest news here this morning for the 49ers is Richard Sherman out for the next 3 weeks with a calf strain. Akella Witherspoon, his backup, he's in concussion protocol. Niners have gone out and signed Brian Allen off the practice squad of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who are you?
Fifth round pick. Yeah, we don't know who that is. We have no idea. So what does it mean for the 49ers defense not having Richard Sherman here for the next 3 weeks? Does Robert Saleh need to tinker his play calling? Does Robert Saleh need to blitz more? Who's this on? How do you need to replace a Richard Sherman who's such a key cog for this defense, especially the secondary?
Well, I don't know that you can replace him, obviously. And I don't like the idea either of blitzing more. This is where the defensive line has got to get pressure on Darnold without getting help. This is where, again, I know I've said it before, but these are the kind of games where I just think you gotta do, you got to execute the best things you do at, on both sides of the ball. And I would expect the 49ers got to try to run the ball as much as possible to set up the pass and to see if they can get some pressure on Darnold from the front four.
Yeah, what's the old adage? You can't win the division, fellas, in September, but you can definitely lose it. So that just puts more emphasis on this game. But, Steiny, it's a four-quarter game. And, Bonte, to answer your question, Saleh, he's supposed to be the next hot coach or whatnot. We talked about this defense with Richard Sherman possibly taking a step back, and we didn't like what we saw, or we were a bit baffled by what we didn't see last Sunday. Steiny, if they're not getting home and Darnold's getting comfortable, you got to blitz. You got to get creative. And I know there are risks and chances that come with that, but there is nothing worse, fellas, I don't have to tell you, than watching a quarterback sit there and take a shower and put on deodorant or even make a cell phone call because he knows nobody's coming at him. And hopefully that's not the case in the red and gold. But I'm calling the guys you just mentioned, Bonte, Thomas, D Ford, Armstead with your new bread. You got to step up. I didn't even mention Bosa because I don't have to, but you got to step up, man. You guys got to get home, and if you can't do it against the Jets, then we got a problem.
Well, that's what Peter King said.
Yeah. Real quick, they did get after Kyler Murray, and if they get after Kyler Murray, if they get after Darnold the same way they got after Murray, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. They had 12 pressures on Murray. He's able to make plays because he can make plays with the feet. This is the kind of quarterback the 49ers can take advantage of.
Here's what Peter King had to say yesterday on DRK on if the 49ers, or excuse me, on 49ers defense facing a traditional quarterback. Here's what Peter King said yesterday on DRK right here on 95.7 Game.
They'll be facing a more traditional guy in Sam Darnold, and then staying back east after that. A guy who has got some legs in Daniel Jones, but I think they'll have a lot better chance against Sam Darnold this week. And look, the Jets offensive line is an absolutely average C-minus line. So if the 49ers do not have a very resurgent day along the defensive front, I'll be worried for the Niners. In the Meadowlands on Sunday, I'd be very worried for the Niners.
That's Peter King, Monday morning quarterback, of course, our 95.7 Game insider. He was on DRK yesterday right here on 95.7 Game. The Jets, C-minus offensive line is what he said. So if they don't get home against Darnold, it should be problematic. But with what Peter King just said, the Niners should have a party in the backfield. They should have, oh, and by the way, Le'Veon Bell's out. He's out with a hamstring strain. So Frank Gore, old man Frank Gore, old friend out here in San Francisco.
Oh, Frankie G. Start.
Frankie G. LaMichael Pirine is the backup to Frank Gore.
What,
so no Le'Veon Bell. No Le'Veon Bell this week for the Niners. You heard Peter King there saying a C-minus offensive line. So they should be able to get home this week. You would hope they would be able to get home. And that means, look, I'm not worried about Nick Bosa. I'm really not. Yeah. It's all on Armstead and D Ford. Because throw Solomon Thomas. What has Solomon Thomas done since he's been in San Francisco?
Bonte, he gave up?
Yeah. Come in. I mean, really? Solomon Thomas had a clean stat sheet? I've never heard that before, Stardiego. A clean stat sheet. And I'm thinking, oh, man, Solomon Thomas, how many assists did he have? How many tackles?
Yeah. Don't
zeros.
Watch my uniform. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. So it's Armstead and D Ford. What do you guys take away from Armstead and D Ford, Stardiego? Because I was disappointed in their performance in week one.
I'm starting to think D Ford may not be it, as the kids say.
Man.
You know what?
Why?
That D Ford smells a little bit of the Chiefs may have known a little something.
Mm.
I don't know. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, he was okay last year early. Obviously, then he got hurt. I don't know. I mean, remember when he came over, he was dynamic. When he's good, he's dynamic, and we just haven't seen that from him. So I don't know if he's capable of it at this point.
And I'll say this, Bonte, I don't like what Peter King said in regard to C-minus, and he alluded to the fact that the Niners, they should eat. But if you're calling out two guys to me that should have a field day, it would be just typical of them not to have that field day. You know, people in Ninerville are down on those two guys, and if for some reason or another they just have a pedestrian game, it would be the norm. It would be why people are so disappointed in them. So I hope they get after the quarterback and put up numbers or cause pressures. But, man, everybody and their mom's expecting that to happen. If it doesn't, then you gotta, you kind of, like Peter King said, then, you know, you got to really look yourself in the mirror if you're a Niner fan and say, we got problems on the D-line. We just do.
Yeah, that, at D-Ford, the Niners may have been duped there because the Kansas City Chiefs turned around and traded for Frank Clark.
To basically play the same game.
Right. Yeah. You know, if Frank Clark has been balling for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know D-Ford jumped off sides in the AFC Championship game when the Chiefs could have won it with that interception. A lot of people haven't forgiven him for that. They basically took shots at D-Ford last year, especially during the Super Bowl week. D-Ford's got to step up. That's what I'm looking at. And then Eric Armstead. I'm hoping Eric Armstead isn't one of those guys who's just a one-year wonder. And I know he played, you know, a lot of people came down my road and said, hell, he played well in 2018. Well, that was a lost year. Last year, Eric Armstead really stepped up, and he played well. But it was a contract year. Hey, how many athletes have we seen across all platforms? Major League Baseball, the NFL,
it's a thing.
The NBA. Guys in contract years, they put up their best numbers. They get the big payday. And it's not to say that Eric Armstead isn't trying, but can he have that same effect this season? Can he have that same effect? What is your opinion on Armstead, fellas? Because I'm iffy on him because a lot of people believe that Buckner should have got that money instead of Eric Armstead.
I think people made that case at the time, and this is where clearly the 49ers believed Armstead was not a one-hit wonder. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made him their long-term player as opposed to Buckner. So if Armstead is not who he was last year, that's a shame on the 49ers. Because, yeah, there was evidence before last year that he had work to do.
And, you know, how many times do you see this scenario to where, and I know there's the books, the finances, where, you know, they signed the wrong guy. And I'm not giving up on Armstead. I think he benefited by the line and that depth, and he was a part of it. But now that depth is out the door, and it's time for him to do something he's pretty much never done, Bonte. And it's like, fool me once, fool me twice, shame on me. I don't know why you would expect it. And just listening to your tone, you know, a guy that's watching every play and tackle, I guess at the end of the day, and this is not dissing him, but why would you expect it to pop now? And just going back to last week, you would have thought he would have took the field like, I got my security, I'm ready, Buckner's out of town. This could have went a whole different way. I could have not been a Niner. And Steiny, he didn't even make his presence felt. And I'm using Bonte's line. I'm not saying he ain't trying. Just maybe he ain't what they thought they were. And they used a big, big, you know, I mean, he was supposed to be the guy. And it hasn't happened.
That's on the 49ers. That's not on Armstead. I mean, the other thing is, I mean, it's one game. He led the team in sacks last year, Armstead. So, you know, let's see. Let's see what happens. And, okay, so they, you know, and again, Murray's a tough quarterback to get to. I'm looking at Darnold. I'm looking at Jones. I'm looking at Wentz coming up. Those guys
are
less
elusive. They're
not
statues, though. Okay, no, yeah, they ain't Murray.
Darnold's a statue. Yeah. Jones can run a little bit, and Wentz runs when he has to. Yeah. But nobody is in Murray's league.
Yeah,
I agree. Murray is just – he is special. But you're going to have to see him again. You're going to have to see Russell Wilson twice. You're going to have to see some mobile – Josh Allen. You're going to have to see him from the Buffalo
Bills. Jared Goff ain't no statue.
That guy can move around. Yeah. That guy can move around. And, then, of course, Cam Newton in Foxborough Stadium when they take on the Patriots.
That's a problem.
They're in New England. So we'll talk more about that. Adam Kaplan, again, at 12:05 right here on BSNG. We'll talk more 49ers. Kyle Shanahan will speak to the media at 12:20. We'll have that sound for you on whether or not George Kittle will play in week two against the New York Jets. We'll continue to roll on with the 49ers and Richard Sherman's injury right here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
You're listening to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru from 10 to 2 on 95.7 The Game.
Right now at T-Mobile, you can get two powerful iPhone 11 Pros on us, which can come in handy if you're spending more time together than usual.
That sounds like the two of us.
Yeah, not a lot of me time these days.
But now we each have an iPhone 11 Pro, so we can do our own thing in separate parts of the house.
The three cameras are perfect for capturing my DIY projects. I'm repainting the car.
And I can FaceTime with my besties. Wait, what are you doing to the car?
Haven't you seen my posts?
Oh, wow. The ultra-wide camera really captures all the, flames.
Get the iPhone experience you deserve with T-Mobile's most powerful signal that reaches farther than ever. Switch today and get two new lines for $90 plus two iPhone 11 Pros on us with qualifying trade-in.
For well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees, Essentials plan with autopay, phone via 24 credits. If you cancel before 24 credits, remaining balance on full price of $999.99 for each device may be due. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
As you can imagine, for a company to serve the community as long as Golden State Lumber has, it needs to continue to grow and innovate. To reflect that growth, they've refined their name to Golden State, a brand that encompasses lumber, building materials, window and door design. However, the website remains the same, goldenstatelumber.com. For locations and resources, download the Golden State app. Since 1954, Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Game on! NFL fans, football is back. And Radio.com is your home for the best NFL talk, interviews, and game analysis. Follow your favorite team all season on the best sports stations around the country. Get top NFL insiders and personalities like Boomer Esiason, Jim Rome, Tiki Barber, Brian Baldinger, Jason Lockett-Fora, and more. For fantasy football and betting tips, check out all the football podcasts, plus our newest podcast, Bet Sweats. Listen on Radio.com or the Radio.com app. Game on!
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
My Twitter's blowing up. At Jackbox, when are spicy chicken strips coming back? Those would be amazing right now. You got it. I'm bringing them back today. Get my spicy chicken strips combo back on the menu for only $5.99. Limited time only. Participation may vary. Small drink and small fries. Delivery prices may be higher and subject to fees.
Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill to see the full selection of GE Profile appliances. And right now, you'll save up to $2,000 on select GE Profile appliances via online or mail-in rebate. Not only do GE Profile appliances look stunning, but with time-saving features like hands-free autofill, they're designed to make kitchen work easier. Talk to the kitchen experts at Friedman's Appliance, and with a $2,000 rebate, a GE Profile kitchen is more affordable than ever. Visit Friedman's in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.